The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon along with Todd Mitchell. We're ready to take your calls at 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. A lot of things happening in this world, and we can talk about whatever it is you'd like to chat about. Appreciate our conversation with Monsignor James Shea of the University of Mary. We're going to talk with Al Carlson later this hour about higher education budget concerns. And any questions you have for Al Carlson, certainly welcome as well. We spent some time in our first hour talking about a decision that's in the news today everywhere, that about the Supreme Court, specifically on what some are calling five men on the Supreme Court engaging in a war on women over the decision yesterday. And I tried through a rather clunky explanation. Todd representing
Toddco
Hobby Lobby as Toddco and me as Katrina that worked for Toddco. And what the decision actually means for employees in this decision. And it's so narrow, it's so small ball compared to the larger issue at hand. I can't even believe that that we're doing it. But on the other hand, you'd think the absolute anvils have been dropped on women all across the country when you listen to folks like the National Organization for Women.
Look, we are going to make sure that women have access to reproductive health care. But let's be clear, the men who wrote this decision on behalf of the Supreme Court have entered into a war on women. They have become a blatantly politically activist, anti-woman political organization. And I think it's very important. We take the position that there are some beliefs. You know, people talk about how sincerely held these beliefs are. There are some beliefs that are so heinous that government should not respect them, no way, no how. Apartheid in South Africa was justified on religious grounds. The Southern Baptist Convention justified slavery and later Jim Crow and segregation on religious grounds. We don't accept that as a society anymore, and we should not accept plain out gender bigotry. Withholding basic health care from women is bigotry, plain and simple. We should not accept it, no matter how sincerely the belief is held.
All right, there is so much in that to respond to, but I'll let you do it. I mean, do you agree with what she's saying? That's the opposite side of this argument. Or do you agree that a majority of five justices saying, well, wait a minute here, we're not going to force somebody to pay for things. You can buy them. You can pay for them on your own, but really, I believe, pretty basic understanding of what these drugs would do. In other words, my understanding of the Hobby Lobby situation, there's 20 items on the list that could be fairly described as contraception, birth control, okay? Of the 20, 16 are not in question. Even though the company may not necessarily agree with, you know, that particular practice, they're paying for them in the name of healthcare for their employees. They're saying four we object to because we believe they go beyond quote unquote contraception into the morning after pill and other things.
So the National Organization for Women is saying those other four are basic health care then.
Right.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, and that begs the question, okay, what is basic health care? I would argue, again, as a card carrying male, that's not healthcare. I don't believe contraception is healthcare. I think contraception is a choice. I understand that a lot of people use it. But to me, if you do and you feel it's important, pay for it. Buy it.
Well, first of all, now is going to dispute your opinion outright, A, because you're male, and B, because you don't agree with them in the first place. But I think it poses a fair question. Are those four items basic healthcare? Because that's the root of her argument is, they're being denied basic health care. People are being denied basic health care.
Here's the thing that scares me most in what she said. Some beliefs are so heinous, they ought not be recognized. Well, does she get to decide when my belief is heinous? And by the way, to compare what I just described is saying, you can still have them, you can have access to them, I'm just not going to pay for them as apartheid, as slavery on the level of that. It's so over the top ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't get into that, bring that imagery up with it. But
That's what she's doing, though.
I know, you're right. How do you feel about women depriving you of Viagra, for example?
Well, I think the reason
no man should ever have Viagra or getting rid of it or whatever.
I think the reason we are in the sad state of affairs we are today with healthcare costs in this country is because we have this gimme mentality. And for the same reason that there ought to be,
and by the way, I don't think either one are basic healthcare, so.
Rather than an auto deduct of my payroll taxes, I wish I could write a check so I'd understand what, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind. Same thing on healthcare. We've gotten to the point where, I get it through my provider and it covers everything. And when the copay goes from 20 to 25, we scream bloody murder. That's why healthcare, and by the way, because we have a sue happy culture, you go anywhere and a doctor's going to err on the side of giving you that test or giving you that exam whether you need it or not because he doesn't want to get sued. And then we wonder why we have the healthcare costs we do. It's the same thing here. When basic healthcare is the morning after pill, we've lost our way as a society.
I think plenty of people don't have any real concept of the cost of healthcare with healthcare centers in Bismarck and Fargo. I can confidently tell you plenty of those people that work in those centers get calls from people who say, doggone it, I pay $50 a month for this health coverage, thinking they're paying a fortune for it, having no idea what their employer is paying for their share of it.
Which is why
no concept.
I think the best thing we could do to reform healthcare in this country is have people own their own healthcare. Knowing, in other words, I know exactly what everything costs and, you know, what the...
I just realized I became a debater in favor of Obamacare, or at least some sort of government, maybe not specifically Obamacare, but some sort of government thing. Let's get rid of the whole private sector thing, or in that way there, nobody has to worry about what the employer pays, what the employee pays. Let's just go like government take it all. I just realized I kind of argued myself into that corner.
I don't know what you did. You're just saying a different way. The current way is not working. It's led to the costs.
That's true.
What's your reaction to the Supreme Court ruling, or let us know what else is on your mind. Rocky and Valley City, let's get you in here at 800-228-0550. Hello, Rocky.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I don't even know where to start with to respond to it, the comments that the show was making, because so much is, I didn't even use the word disingenuous, because it's basically flat out just lying. I mean, obviously, termination of a baby is not health care. Abortion is not health care. Obviously, we all know that. We also know that they're not being stopped from doing anything. They can still get their contraception. They can still get their birth control. You know, they're just not forcing somebody else to do it against their conscience. I mean, if you try to equate that with apartheid or slavery, I mean, it's just, I don't know. That just, it makes my blood boil. One thing I like to say, Scott, if you let me say this, is there are other options out there for health care, and one of them is Christian Samaritan Sharing. There's several different organizations where you can... it's not conventional healthcare, but it's more of a group. Without going into it, it's something you should actually go into and have some experts on your show talk about, so that you can opt out of Obamacare. And it was actually carved out of the Obamacare Act.
Yeah, I think I've heard about some parts of that where you sort of form your own group, right?
Right. Well, these groups have like tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in them.
Right.
And you have to also be even Christian or on a religious ground. You have to reject a lot of the tenets of Obamacare. One is it provides for abortion, it provides for abortifacients and other things that you don't agree with. You pay so much a month. You don't even pay. You're paying somebody else's bills. They send somebody else's bill out to you. You're just helping them pay. And you're a part of the program. So one day if you have to go in and you have some bills, they assign somebody else to pay for yours. And you pay a certain set amount every month.
Interesting.
You're just taking care of each other.
Is there a particular organization that's leading that charge that we could invite on?
You would have to. I could send them to you. They're slipping on right now. Samaritan Sharing is one of them.
Samaritan Sharing. Okay. Well, Samaritan Sharing.
There's two or three other ones that are out there, and they're all pretty much along the same line, same tenets, same guidelines.
Sure.
And you should have them on. It'd be great information to put up to the folks.
Good suggestion. And shoot me an email, scott@flagfamily.com, and we will track them down. Appreciate the one you're talking about.
See you in minutes.
All right, thanks, Rocky. Appreciate it. John, listening somewhere out in western North Dakota, what's on your mind today, John?
I say, should we get rid of Medicare, you guys think?
Should we get rid of Medicare?
Yeah, let people pay their own way. buy their own insurance. No Medicare by the government. What do you think?
I don't think we're going in that direction. I think we're going the opposite direction.
Good luck on running on that platform.
You know, there are conservative people say, hey, I pay for my Medicare. They pay hardly any of it. The taxpayers pay for most of the Medicare costs. And that's fine. That's fine. People that are retired with the medical industry, the doctors' unions, they raise their prices 3 times, 5 times, whatever more than the general rate of inflation over 50 years. I know where they've gone. I had family going way back that were being treated. So, you know, the government pays for the Medicare, and that means the taxpayers pay for it. They may pay a little monthly premium, but I don't think you'd get anybody to go for dropping Medicare, would you?
John, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Okay. Harold in Aberdeen, not going to have time to get you in before the break, so hang tight. Here's an email. With all the 5-4 SCOTUS decisions, it would not surprise me at all if one of the conservative justices dies under some mysterious or unusual circumstances. You think Alito and Scalia got food tasters, maybe, these days? I tell you what, it is a dangerous, dangerous balance that it's at right now, given these decisions. More coming up. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The tech off is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. June 24, 2014, gold opened at $1,322.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.62, $685.31 for a half ounce, or $342.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.62, $685.31, and $342.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The hour with Mr. Todd Mitchell and Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. There's other things going on. How about Hamas threatens the gates of hell And can you follow the story in Israel where the three kids are hitchhiking, which I guess is fairly common in Israel. It's not a, you know, it's kind of not the taboo
thing.
It
used to be common in America. It did. Boy, that's going back that case.
What a time. What a time.
No
kidding. My favorite story is of some cousins that grew up in Taunton, Minnesota. And they would go to the big city, Minneota. We're talking towns of, you know, 200-300 people. And they'd always thumb it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I mean, you know, the stories you'd hear and the... And, you know, I mean, just, I mean, that was a different time, obviously.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, it's still fairly common, I guess, there. Well, anyway, Hamas, you know, kidnaps and kills three teenagers. And now is proud of it and threatening, you know, the gates of hell, in Israel. To me, this is a reason we do what we do in Iraq. And in stopping the spread of the war on terror, this is the reason you can't look the other way in Syria with what they're doing. There is a role for the United States of America defending freedom, and Israel's tops on that list. Because if we're not there to check that, I mean, Israel, look at that little island of freedom surrounded by all this chaos. It's a big reason for us to be there, and we saw it front and center. And by the way, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, I didn't hear him blaming a video for it. He did not blame a video in fact, he said, Hamas is to blame, Hamas will pay. Now, that's a leader.
There you go.
Unbelievable. The other tragedy we haven't had a chance to talk about, how about an 11-year-old boy found dead at the border from Guatemala, has the cell phone number of his brother in Chicago. This, again, to me, this is when politics becomes very deadly, because I believe what's going on in the border with these youngsters crossing is wink, wink, nod, nod, okay to people who want quote-unquote immigration reform in this country. It's a crisis point that they need to force their position and get what they want politically.
Just create another poster child.
And now 11-year-old kids have to die at the border because they're a political pawn to what's going on. It just makes me absolutely sick to my stomach what's going on. Just a tragedy. All right, back to the phones here. Angie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. That little soapbox moment is over, and we'll go back to What's on Your Mind. Hello, Angie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. See, I just have a little added information I want to give to a previous caller that touched on health care sharing ministries as an alternative to the Obamacare.
Yeah.
We ourselves, our family, have been a member of one for over 4 years. Wanted to give you the website or a number, name, if you want it.
Sure.
If there's any other listeners out there that want to check into it, it's worked out wonderfully for us. We're very happy with it. It's great. Anyway, what we belong to is called Samaritan Ministries. Currently there's over 25,000 households sharing in it. Each month, more than $6 million are shared medically. As like the other caller said, you help another family out directly. There's no deductibles, co-pays, any of the circus stuff that belongs with traditional health care. Their website is SamaritanMinistries.org. You can call toll-free 1-888-268-4377. They'd be there to send you any information, answer any questions, turn you in a direction to talk with someone that's been involved with them, you know, to hear a testament if it really is indeed, you know, what they proclaim it to be.
So let me ask you this, Angie, major medical situation comes up and you need surgery and it's $25,000, does somebody else, in other words, is the cost of that covered by Samaritan Ministries, or is that put on a number of different people that are in the pool? What happens at that point?
It is put on by by many families, and when you enter something like this, you are going into it not with a insurance minded thing. It's a total step in faith, knowing that if you're helping people, there'll be people helping you back in return. There is a checks and balance system installed there to make sure that people aren't taking advantage of it.
Is there a cap? I mean, the other caller said something about up to a monthly total? In other words, is it total expenditures capped at some level?
Yep, there is a cap, and then there's another. I'm going to refer to it as a tier, although it's not a tier, but there is another alternative need wing that you could also sign up for and be involved in that has different limits in the event that you'd be handling something catastrophic like cancer or, you know, I don't have those numbers directly in front of me. I have to look through my paperwork on it. But
yeah, no, I don't expect you to. I'm just kind of curious about how it works, and you've explained it well. We'll certainly invite these folks on because, you know, a lot of people have been excited about these Supreme Court decisions. I think it's an example of how far we've fallen.
Mm-hmm.
That in the case of the union one, you will join the union and you will pay me regardless of whether you want to or not or get any benefit from it. And in the case of this, you will pay for what I decide I want regardless of your religious beliefs. And we're saying, oh, yeah, that was stopped. Well, hello? Is this not the land of the free? I mean, my gosh.
Not really, Scott.
And a 5-4 decision, which means it's tenuous. It could change if Antonin Scalia gets the flu and, God forbid, doesn't recover. So, boy, oh, boy, it's a dangerous time. It sure is. But, Angie, at least there's alternatives, and you've described a good one. So appreciate the call from you and the other caller, and we'll explore that a little more on a future program, okay?
All right. Thanks, and have a great day.
You too. Good to hear from you. Brian, Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hey, guys, just coming at this whole abortion thing from a different perspective, and you may or may not agree with me. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God, and I don't agree with abortion. I've got kids of my own, and after looking at my kids, I couldn't imagine doing something like that. And it's not just a religious aspect for people not wanting to pay for somebody else's contraception, whether it be Viagra or whatever it is. I don't feel that it's necessary for me to pay for it. Everybody makes a conscious decision to have a child. And you should make the decision to take care of your children. And there's plenty of kids out there today that are walking around whose parents don't take care of them, you know? So that's just a completely different perspective outside of the realm of religion and everything. But just to let you know, there is people out there who may not see eye to eye with you on religion, but they agree with you politically.
It's interesting that you make the argument you do about why you're against abortion and not being for religious beliefs. Same exact argument my friend Rob Port of the Say Anything blog makes. He's against abortion, but he's an atheist. He said that I forget if it was mom or his wife one time said to him on the whole question of atheism, what if you're wrong? So I have to ask you quickly, do you ever think about what if you're wrong?
Yeah, you know, I do. I mean, it's a calculated risk, but I'm not here to persuade a person one way or the other. I mean, I kind of want to stay out of that whole argument. That's not really what we're talking about.
No, I understand. But I always, whenever anybody says they're atheist, I always have to pose that question, and I got the question from an atheist. So I didn't feel like I was going to offend you
I find myself in a lot of arguments, too, with conservatives, because I am conservative, and they, you know, how can you be conservative and be an atheist? I mean, self-respect and respect for others doesn't go out the window just because I'm an atheist.
Sure. Brian, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. I didn't mean to drag you into that. It's just a question I always ask because I'm curious and do obviously have a different belief set there. Appreciate the call. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I hate to say it, but summer's slipping away, and if you haven't put Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota on your calendar yet, now's the time to do it. The premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. As they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher in summertime. You know, most of the premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season. Well, listen to this. At Chase on the Lake, for all of July and August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night absolutely free. Great getaway. A buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Again, you buy any Sunday night in July or August, you get the Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos lakeside, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, all the watercraft rentals. It goes on and on. As if it were not enough, you can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday in July or August. Come on, folks. Get to ChaseOnTheLake.com right now. Enter promo code Scott to take advantage of this great deal. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I'm Scott Hannon. You guys over there snickering about.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking that now is actually hooked up voltage to you, and now every time you take a call from a woman, there's going to be a little bit of voltage flowing through you.
You think now,
you can't even get their name right for one thing.
So, sort of like the IRS is targeting conservative groups, you believe now will now be targeting me for to suggest.
Whatever the IRS calls, you and I both get voltage through us, yes.
Daring to suggest that it's crazy that they get to decide which beliefs are so heinous they ought not be respected by the
exactly.
rest of us. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. How dare I do that? Yeah. And for daring to suggest that it's really kind of a crazy thought that the Supreme Court decision yesterday over who pays for a tiny portion of contraceptions is not comparable to apartheid or slavery. Silly me.
The imagery that's been out there, too, is definitely misleading because the imagery was Hobby Lobby's denying every woman pretty much every med she would want, whereas it's 4 on a list of 21? How many were on the list?
I think 20, and 4, okay. 16 of the 20 they pay for.
Right.
And 4 of the 20 they say, well, wait a minute.
That conveniently gets left out.
Yeah, well, of course
Why
it does.
Why is that?
Not to mention, I don't believe the 4 that are being left out could be fairly called birth control or contraception. I mean, they are abortifacts is what they are, and so that's the medical term for them.
Right.
I mean, the morning after pill says, okay, by any legal definition, you're pregnant, and let's just make that go away. See,
yeah.
is that contraception?
They be beholden to buy the morning after pill? Really, is the root argument now, or the root question?
Exactly. Buy, and they're not saying you can't buy it. Go get it. Crazy. Anyway, and again, we're only talking about protecting, in the case of Hobby Lobby, closely held for-profit businesses.
And where does that line get drawn?
So there's another little, narrow thing. So I'm not jumping up and down saying, oh, good for the Supreme Court. They figured this all out. I'm saying,
because of those two areas, this decision has just opened a can of worms that's not going to get closed anytime soon.
Should have been 9-0. But anyway, we're going to switch gears here and welcome the House Majority Leader, Al Carlson, back to the program to talk a little bit about some things that have been in the news lately with higher education in North Dakota. Mr. Leader, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scotty. One of my favorite topics.
Indeed it is. And, I said earlier that I think you fairly could be called a critic of, the governance of higher ed and also the spending patterns of higher ed. Is that a fair description?
You know, the governance is a big deal to me because I think we need to make sure that we're geared up for the next 20 years, not the last 20 years. And quite obviously, the legislature has been more than generous to higher education in the last two or three biennium. And at the same time, we see we see large increases in tuition, putting the burden on those kids. And you know, we think we're offsetting that with more money into the system, and it seems to just get gobbled up. So obviously, there's some concern on the legislative part as to the future of higher education. We're still going to have all of our institutions. We're still going to fund all our institutions. We think we need a different model for governance, and we think we need more accountability for the money that we're spending.
I'm going to say something that may be considered too critical of higher education in North Dakota, and you check me if I'm overstating this, but I sense an enormous amount of arrogance on the part of especially the leadership in higher ed to say, you know, Al, you and your pesky legislators, we really know better than you, and you taxpayers, we really know better than you. Is that too strong?
You know, it might be a little strong, but an example, Scott, was the recent purchase of the Sanford Nursing School in Bismarck. And one of the college presidents was asked, well, did you even run this by the legislature? And said, no, we don't have to. Well, they just purchased a long-term debt and asset, and the legislature had no involvement. And they quite honestly don't believe they have to deal with it. And I think that's wrong, because I think we're the conduit to the people and the taxpayers that are paying for those schools. But I must always clarify, Scott, that the Board of Higher Education, those 8 volunteers that we have, that's a thankless job. I think it's just outgrown the ability of a part-time group to try and run a $2 billion enterprise. Because God bless them for wanting to take the time to do that. So I never want to belittle or criticize the board members, but I think that the governance needs to change, and there needs to be full-time, hands-on management. And they need to define what the role of the board is, or those 3 governor people, and what the role of the campus president is. Because right now, I think that's really cloudy.
Yeah, I certainly don't. But my comments were not meant to be directed at the Board of Higher Ed necessarily, but more so just, and this is sort of an academic thing, I think, more than, you know, not even specific.
Well, I think it's some of each. I think some of it originates in the campus, and some of it was with a few of the board members. We'll see what the people think of this. It was very disappointing to the legislature to have something like the diploma mill at Dickinson take place, or the purchase of a REACT building that really had no firm formal contract, and they were supposed to clear it with us, and they went ahead and purchased it and bought out a loan that a lot of us thought was probably not the right thing to do, you know, or the whole thing with Chancellor Shravani and the $1 billion buyout. I mean, I can give you a long list of things. The buying of a nursing school in Bismarck may or may not be a good idea, but that should be run through the legislature at least to see if we want to expand our system like that.
Al Carlson's our guest, the House Majority Leader. We're talking a little bit about some issues that have been in the news recently with higher ed. Any questions or comments, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or your email is welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. When you talked about some decisions that were controversial that you didn't have the due amount of respect or oversight for, how about in funding? I mean, should there be more strings, for lack of a better term, between when the university system says we are going to increase, we're asking for a larger share of increase in funding, and we need it because, we're not... I think the amount is what everybody's going, are you kidding me? Here we go again. So what is your reaction to their funding increase? Let's start there.
You know, the funding increase, I was a little disappointed at the 12.5% number that they came forward with. Quite honestly, Scott, I don't think the governor will run that proposal forward to 12.5%. I think we need to look for efficiencies and not duplicative programs. I think we need to have a carrot and a stick approach where there's rewards and incentives for producing more college kids with the jobs that North Dakota needs. I mean, that is the basic function of higher education, is to train a North Dakota workforce. We've increased the funding to almost $1 billion into higher education, another $2 billion into K-12. So the taxpayers are stepped to the plate. Now we need a K-12 assessment to make sure that we're getting what we think we're getting for all the dollars invested. We need more than 12 or a 14 or a 16% graduation rate out of our campus. We need to have more trade and tech emphasis. I mean, there's lots of things. You can't fund NDSU like you fund Wofford and Science. They're different. So we need to look at the, we did make some changes in the funding model. And by the way, Scott, they were told, and we asked the board repeatedly to make some changes in the funding because NDSU, for example, was being shortchanged for the number of kids in the classes they were teaching. And they didn't do it, so the legislature did it. So I'm saying to the board, where were you? Like, I mean, this was a crucial big deal for us. So we changed the funding model legislatively, and we don't want to micromanage them, but we do want accountability.
And should the accountability, that's where I was going with strings, to say, okay, they want 12-plus percent and have resisted strings saying, if we give you this, then tuition needs to be here. Is that broken? Is there more strings necessary to try and rein in the tuition hikes given the dollars that they're asking for and many times getting?
Well, I think that there needs to be a much closer tie between that of what their plan is for tuition and where their costs are. I mean, everybody understands that it usually costs more to do business next year than it did last year. But what is that number? What is that cost to continue number? What are we doing with the programs? I mean, how many classes are available on Monday morning and Friday afternoon so these kids can get in and out of there in 4 years? I mean, what are the workloads of some of the professors? Are there just logical questions to ask to make sure that this is more user-friendly, more accountable for the citizens? We always get accused in the legislature of micromanagement. We just want accountability, not another shiny paperback thing that they print out and tell us how great they are. We want to see results with those kids that are going through the system. And we want more trade and tech emphasis. We want to be able to react quicker to the jobs that are available in our market. All those things need to be the higher ed model of the future. And we're going to continue to push as a legislature to make sure that direction is focused. And I'm certainly hoping that the voters in the fall will pass Measure 3 because I think the new method of governance will really be good for the next 20 years of higher education and for the kids in North Dakota that are going to use that system.
And we'll refresh folks on what the last legislative session did and putting that question to the voters here before we wrap up our chat with you here today. Mike and Mandan has a question right now, though. Mike, you're up with Al Carlson on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Al. Pleasure
Good morning.
To talk to you. You're my hero.
Hey, you know, I'm glad I need a couple of those.
You got quite a few out here. The unspoken majority. We just don't say much, so. Say, I was going to ask you, you're going to lead the nation this year, just buying them by getting rid of property tax and income tax?
You know, we're going to have some proposals that are going to change their tax structure come the session. There's still a work in progress, but you guys keep your eyes focused on that one because some good things are going to happen.
Sounds good. Thanks, Al.
You bet.
Is it time for the income tax to go? Have we got enough? South Dakota doesn't have the energy renaissance we do, yet they manage pretty well without a income tax down there. Is it time for North Dakota to do the same?
You know, I'd like to see us phase that down. Years ago, I sponsored the bill that got to decouple us from the feds because, if you remember, years back, it was 14% of your federal tax was your state tax. Well, the best thing we did was decouple that. Senator Nelson and I sponsored that bill. And that by decoupling it, so it's allowed us to lower in the last three biennials, we've lowered the income tax rate every time. And ideally, I'd like to see it about zero. So we'll see what it goes. We're going to try and push for some reduction again in the income tax. I'd like to see a plan to get it all the way done.
House Majority Leader Al Carlson with us today on What's on Your Mind. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And you've teased us now to suggest some significant tax reform coming. And when do we get a sneak peek?
Well, you know, I don't know that we'll get it done much before the session. The committees are working hard at it. The governor's working on property tax. Again, we're not really nuts about executive committees to lower taxes, but you know, that's the way it is.
All right, hold tight. We'll finish this chat on the other side of the break. Al Carlson with us on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Generous, generous Jerry's. He's booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry's. He's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles.
Get your coupons at the door with locations in Williston, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Bemidji, and two Fargo locations.
Generous, generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Before the top of the hour, what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? North Dakota Farm Bureau is helping answer that question for us. Sage grouse and the habitat, why it's better for the government to keep out of it, is something Chad told us is front and center on his mind today. So Chad from Bowman, explain your concerns here.
The listing of the sage grouse as an endangered species become a serious concern for the landowners and ranchers in southwest North Dakota, and not because of a lack of effort on their part. Many of us are working with state and local agencies to improve the health and safety of sage-grouse by improving livestock management, improving the grassland, seeding cropland back to grass, and these practices also benefit livestock and other wildlife. But we worry if this is enough to keep the bird from being listed and impacting the livelihood of agriculture in our area.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate that very much. And folks, keep listening to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, or go to ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, as well as High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, as a matter of fact. Tyler, Greg, the crew, Tim out there, Sean. I have this joke with Sean. He's like the Maytag repairman, because when you work on Apache sprayers, you got no business. You know, he's got his, you know, elbow right now on the, you know, hood of the desk there probably, and a cup of coffee nearby. So, but to tell you what, when you do need the service, when you do need the parts, they've got them. That's for sure. And Tyler, Greg, Tim, and Sean, the team out at the Mandan High Plains Apache, they're also over in Fargo as well. But they now have the new AT Ag Center, 50,000 parts on hand, not only for Apache sprayers, for any sprayer. And, of course, what a year it's been to have an Apache sprayer, as wet as it's been. A lot of those Apache sprayers still out there trying to take on those weeds, doing what you need to do, and it's been no easy feat. So a lot of growers thanking their lucky stars they have an Apache, and these guys keep them running and get you the parts when you need them, not only for Apache but others as well. HighPlainsApache.com is their website, or call them in Mandan, east side court across from Bonanza off Main, 701-663-2375, or in Fargo, 297-6464. Continuing our conversation with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader now on the program. Measure 3 is something that was proposed in the last legislative session and ultimately passed and put on the ballot, and would change how higher education is governed. We got a ways before voters will get that question in November, but maybe a little refresher is in order. What would Measure 3 do, Al?
You know, Measure 3 takes, instead of having a board that's a part-time board, it puts three people or three commissioners in charge of higher education. They're appointed the same way. They can be removed the same way. They have to be approved by the Senate. They're appointed by the governor. They serve in alternating terms. And we think that this full-time management, kind of similar to the layout of the Public Service Commission, they can be assigned different portfolios, the three-tier system of baccalaureate schools, the trade and tech, and the research institutions. So we think it's a great setup. Everybody worries about the government influence. It's absolutely no different. There's no real threat. It's a red herring to talk about accreditation. No one's ever lost their accreditation from switching their form of governance in the state. So we think it's a great idea, and hopefully the voters will see that there's time with the things of the past, time to change the model of the governance for the future.
And what ultimately is the what's the product of that change? What do you think will be different for the taxpayers of North Dakota?
Oh, the taxpayers of North Dakota will not see a lot of difference. We'll still have everybody. They'd love to have a threat that, oh, this means you're going to close Mayville. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that there might be a three-tier system. There might be feeder systems. There might be, who knows what the next 20 years will bring in higher education. But the scare tactic will be that they're going to close schools and we're going to lose accreditation, and neither one of those are true.
Last question. There was a little bit of noise last week about the interim chancellor, Larry Scogan, of the university system, scrapping plans for the extensive outside evaluations of college presidents, saying, number one, they're expensive and have to be scheduled on a rotation with two presidents each year. But he said the decision is better left to his successor. Is this a big deal?
You know, I don't think it's that big a deal. I do think the evaluations of those presidents is important. But I think it puts the interim Chancellor Scogan in a terrible spot, because he's one of them. He's a college president. And when he's all done interim, he's going to go back to be a college president. The board could have probably been a little more aggressive in how they were going to set up this plan, because I think that who's running these institutions is very important, and how they're running them. So they need to do the evaluations. And I guess I'm not too concerned that if they're going to put that off until the new chancellor gets in place, or November's a big date, and I think, Scott, they probably had a bearing on their decision, is seeing the results of the election before they get into that.
What's your prediction on that question on Measure 3?
Well, I'm really hoping that it passes. I'm hoping that the business community sees it as a real plus for the future for them, for creating their workforce, a better form of governance. Higher education is changing. You can get a college degree and never step foot on the campus. And you know, we built $220 million worth of new buildings on our campuses during this biennium. So we've got to look at our model. We've got to look at buildings. We've got to look at programs for the kids, and we need a whole new look at how we do higher education, because the taxpayers in North Dakota have paid the money. Now we need to get them the results.
Well, good to catch up with you. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on it. Appreciate the time today on the program. And as we sit here on the first day of July, I'm having an overwhelming sense that legislative session will be here before we can blink. Probably you too, huh?
You know, it won't be long. We've got to go through some elections, and they're going to be interesting. But I'm trying to figure out what they're going to say, how terrible a job we did and everything when North Dakota is the envy of the country. But time will tell, Scott.
Thanks, Al. House Majority Leader Al Carlson, Republican from Fargo, our guest on What's on Your Mind. We're out of time, folks, for today, but we'll do it all over again tomorrow. The Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer. If you can't wait, get the questions in right now at 855-200-1776. Press 1. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.